there's negotiating tactics. Sometimes you see something on Twitter, you're working 20 different things at a time. These things happen, and we weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's let it play for a sec. There you go.
Song, I'm a scientist, song, and you guys aren't.
This song hits me. All my life's a sacrifice. I mean, it just is. And when you give and give and give, that's what life becomes. And then you learn to love giving enjoyment to people.
Except when kids are on TV performing.
They shouldn't be on TV.
Dude, that was horrible. You were in a good mood. I'm going to try to get you off it.
And that's what life's about.
And
we'll see.
And this is where, Oh, by the way, every once in a while, I'll see something on the YouTube chat, and I'll be like, there it is. I can agree with that. And I'd like to agree with Damon Chang, and I've been saying this forever. George Kittle's the best blocking tight end in football. No doubt. He is.
And one of the best overall tight ends
in
the
game.
Sure,
he's one of the best. Probably the best blocker.
Kelsey might be finished, so I'm just saying, man,
yeah,
our man's up there.
I think, Damon, you're right on it. You're right on it. Somebody also, and did you use the word exasperated?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play this for a sec.
Granty, it's my guy. It's my coworker. I can, it's my show, and I can say his name. Got a problem? Good to see you, bud.
It's almost like the audience isn't there, though, when you do that.
Well, I just explained to him, to the audience, that the great Grandy is in the house. God, I could just take your neck off, and it would only take
but
5 seconds.
But yeah, you can't.
Because I'd go to jail.
You would.
It would take little seconds.
By the way,
let me tell you something.
Here's something you don't know about me. I'm dirty.
Study stop.
I would hit you with a low blow, absolutely kick you in the groin.
Grandy.
And I would also have a foreign object on me, like a
shiv. What do you mean we don't know that about you?
Well, because you've never seen me fight.
Well, you said you've never been in one.
That's right. But I know that I can, if I needed, I could be dirty. And I would have a foreign object. Little
look at my man
thing. Yeah. All right, I want to play this Kyle Shanahan, because this is what you were talking about. This is Shanahan asked about Juwan Jennings.
Same thing with his calf.
It's definitely health related, not business related.
You can ask him that, but he tells me it's his calf, and the calf shows, so it's got to be delicate with those calves.
Come on, Stoddy, you've been around the block. He sounds a little irritated.
Okay, and if he's exasperated or he's irritated, my question would be, why? You made this bed as an organization.
Oh, you're saying,
you sleep in it.
All right.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, what was he expecting? Oh, I'll just come in and I'll be the number one receiver at 7'5", even though we have none.
Like, well, yeah.
And sorry, Kyle. That's called, unfortunately, 49ers, that's called business as usual.
Oh, man.
And don't be exasperated, because it'll happen again next year and the year after.
Yeah. But I would, as a head coach, be disappointed that my new number one is not out there getting reps, you know, because of, you know, the money or the calf. And to Kyle's credit, Sonny, you're right. You made the bed. You got to sleep in it. But I guess I'm not getting the same energy around what we think. Some of us, you know, we differ. What Jennings is doing, as opposed to the vitriol that IU got, kind of doing the same thing.
Well, I'm not sure how you want to view each one. Obviously, Jennings has been less public about whatever's going on with him than Brandon Ayuk. But I mean, the way I look at it is, last year you had three guys pull this.
Look how you, that's
what?
But they would pull it. But you're saying it's leverage, and you
you're
would
right.
do.
But
the
I
way
would
you
do
say it.
It
is.
But that's what
it's.
But here's
it's
my
mischievous,
point.
Like Donnie.
It is. Bosa held out,
and he got paid.
Yes, and he wasn't the player he was early in that season.
But that's a different story, though.
Why?
He used his leverage.
Right. That's what Jennings is doing.
Yeah, and I'm not mad
exactly.
at Jennings.
I'm not either.
I just want clarity, because if I'm a Niner fan, I would rather it be contractual, so nothing's up with his calf. That's all I'm saying to you. But if it's really his calf and he's not out there with Pearsall and Purdy, I know some naysayers, oh, good, it means nothing. But if he's not going to play much, and I don't expect him to if he was fully healthy, much of the preseason, you kind of, I thought that stuff was behind the team. Stoney.
Why? Why would you think that?
Because everybody,
go ahead.
No, I didn't see Debo getting ran and Ayuk getting hurt. But my point is, Jennings is right. They're leaning on him more now than ever. And he's using the little leverage he's got to get the money.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, with all due respect, if you didn't see it coming, you're an idiot.
Mm.
You're a freaking idiot.
Mm.
I mean, last year we had Trent Williams, Ayuk, and McCaffrey. They all got paid. The year or two before that, Bosa held out.
But I just feel like, as much as I love Jennings, he's not in their class.
This summer, they paid Kittle, Warner, and Purdy.
Gotcha.
It's like, give him his money. You're giving everybody else their money. And the minute you say something like, well, I don't think Jennings is in the class of those guys, I may meet you halfway there.
Right.
But the way that I would button that up is, oh, yeah, they may be more important than Jennings, but what if they – did they win it?
No.
Did they win it all?
Well, let
no,
me ask you this.
They didn't.
Stoney, what's taking so long? From the Niners' standpoint – what's taking so long? It's the same kind of stuff.
It's whatever took him long again with Bosa, and it's whatever took him too long with Ayuk. Whatever's going on with them, that's what's going on now. Why is it taking so long? Why did it take?
You think he's asking for something astronomical?
I'm sure he's asking for something, and the 49ers think it's too much. And now we enter into negotiation, and it goes, and we'll just find out how long it lasts. But how could you be a 49er veteran with a year left on his deal and you've seen everybody get broken off?
Now
you're the most important receiver on the roster.
But it goes to the front office. If you're telling me we're idiots for not seeing it, and I get that, the Niners should have been on top of this to try to get him out there as fast as possible.
But they might
this
be on
important,
it. Okay. They might be on
all
it. Like, were they not on Ayuk last year? Like, they knew that was coming, right?
Well, it sounded like somebody had to go run downstairs and pull the cord out the fax machine because a trade was about to get consummated. So I don't know. But I just think this is one, Stoney, is kind of a layup knowing that you're coming off a 6-11 campaign. There's no Debo. Ayuk's in the sick bay. And Jennings is your guy along with Pearsall. And only one of those guys is catching footballs to pigskin from Purdy.
Yeah. But as we're finding out with all these kinds of things, it's not just a matter of Jennings wants this amount of money and the 49ers say, sure, we'll give you that. But how long is he going to go without practicing? And will it affect the team?
Well, I'll say this from what you mentioned, and all the other guys that got paid outside of Kittle, this is kind of backfired in regard to once you sign your John Hancock on the contract, do you get the same or better play? It kind of hadn't been that way in 49er land here lately. You know what I mean? You got hurt, and before he got hurt, you could make a case, the contract stuff was on his dome. I don't know. But also, Bosa went MIA to his standards after he did what he did and got the bread. So hopefully that won't happen with Jennings.
I mean, the other thing is, and I don't think we can gloss over this, is Jennings was the one, right, who ostensibly took a shot at Ayuk.
I'll never forget it.
Last year.
Yes.
So
some people think more of them. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah.
I mean, I just, if I ask 49er fans, take Kittle out, who's the toughest receiver on the 49ers?
Oh, man.
It's Jennings.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, well, he just watched Ayuk get paid. And
totally get you, Stoney.
Now he wants more money, and for the 8 millionth time, the 49ers basically now have set a precedent where, they'll pay you. Just don't practice.
If you can't echo these words, because I want to get your answer, I don't care. You think Jennings is shocked that he hadn't got his new deal out
of
yet?
No, I don't. Maybe he does have a new deal, like nod, nod, wink, wink, like they had with Trent Williams. Hey, Trent, remember that? I remember like Cal Kami talking about it last year saying, nobody's really that concerned about Trent Williams' holdout. How come? Well, because wink, wink, he doesn't really like to do training camp anyway.
We're talking about an all pro though. Jennings hasn't been that. And this is going to be his first time being a number one receiver.
Exactly. So you can't pay him $7 million.
Well, I want him out there practicing though.
Yeah, I kind of don't.
I consider you a man.
I kind of don't. I want him coming at the last minute.
Yeah, and you're the guy that doesn't like kids playing Little League being filmed. I get it.
The other thing is, this is a good part of it. The A13 on the Boxer and Gerson work attorney's injury text line. Jennings has a, quote, ankle injury.
Wink, wink.
So he doesn't get fined for holding out.
Mm. Yeah. Well, finesse. He finessing.
B-A-U. B-A-U.
Help us out.
Business as usual down in Santa Clara. Juwan Jennings.
That Steiny is the best Steiny ever, man. Let's get nuts.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hey,
we got to mention, yeah.
Giants.
Yeah, 2 of 3.
4 of 6.
But how many games did they get?
But only 4 of 14.
No, they're still 6 back.
Not 5 and a half.
Well, you are technically 5 and a half. Padres played Arizona tonight, but you get my drift.
Yeah.
But look at me, man, and just say, goo, I get you.
No, I don't.
Had you held on Monday.
Do we have this? Can we play this? Okay.
And I don't know why it bothers
you. This is why I love my man. So he was talking about the Giants last night on Instagram, and it
was TikTok.
Just shows up on my phone. I don't know
how. No, I think you follow me. Seriously, I think you do.
I do. You're right. But, you know, Guru, the Giants won yesterday 8-1. Now they've won today 4-2.
Right. Pulled it out. They were losing 2-1.
Right.
Yeah. And they, Smith and Jung-Hoo Lee.
And they're a 500 team, so you can never really expect them to sweep anybody. But they did lose game one in the ninth inning, and they've lost a lot of games in the ninth inning. They've won games in the ninth inning also. We got it, E? I'm minding my own business last night, and here comes my partner over the phone. And I say, all right, let's hear what Guru had to say
tonight.
Evan,
don't laugh, man.
So this is what Guru had to say.
The Giants win, and all I'm thinking about is last night's blown loss. Not being negative, but man, if they could have kept that one last night, where would they be? Winners of 3 in a row. But anyway, neither here nor there, they bounce back. But man, that's just how I'm programmed. You would have won last night, but you should have won up 4-1, but you didn't, but you won tonight. So try to win the series tomorrow. But man, what could have been, huh? 2025 Giants.
Guru, what could have been?
No, Grandy, why? You could be 5
back. Why don't you ask Grandy why he's laughing?
Well, I don't know why he's laughing. He's laughing at you, but
I don't think so.
I was just like, I'm not going to apologize, Evan and Grandy, for who I am. But when I saw that win, I wanted more. And I was like, they weren't down 4-1. And I'm thinking about it. They were up and they're kicking themselves in the ass. I'm just saying, yeah, Padres are red hot. And I'm saying, Steiny, you're 6 back. So you played better and you did extract revenge on both teams that swept you at home. The Mets, you took 2 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
But darn it, at some point, you got to grab the bull by the horns, and two or three is not going to be suffice. And if you would have swept them, you'd be 5 back. You're 6 back. Well, 5 and a half until the Padres tonight. And you got the Padres, so you play them a lot. So that's what this is going to come down to. But I'm not going to apologize for thinking about Monday. You don't just move on. You think about got away.
Like, real baseball fans know to move on.
But life, you move on, but okay, remember why you got fired from the last spot. Goes away.
I'm glad, Goo, that it's important to you that they exacted revenge.
Yes.
Meaning, they went 2-4 against the Mets, and then 2-4 against the Pirates. Boy, they're exacting a lot of revenge, this team.
Well, you're doing what I was doing on that video. I'm trying to be positive. They won 4 out of 6, Donnie.
You know the one thing I can't see with the Giants?
Tell me.
Right now with this version of the team, I feel like, do you really think they could win 9 of 11?
I
don't.
Okay, tell me why. Because I do.
Because they're not whole. Because they can't go through the rotation 2+ times and have Webb and Ray pitch great, Verlander pitch great, Birdsong, Seymour, Tang pitch great. I just, and their hitting is so erratic that I just don't think they can play. I don't think they can win 9 of 11 to make a run at it. I just kind of don't think they're good enough.
No, I asked you for an explanation. You gave it, but I will say this to that. Stoddy, there's got to be one component to this team, and the first part of the component was their pitching and bullpen. That got you to where you were at when you were 12 games over. But I just watch this offense and think, what if, and you could call me a fool, we're running out of time, but Stoddy, maybe it is a 12-game stretch to where, let's just say the rotation takes a step back, but offensively they are clicking to the point to where, you know what, you don't have to be perfect with the rotation. We can win some games 9-7, 8-6. So I get people calling me a fool because I'm not telling you that's going to happen, but it could happen, and that's how you would win 9 of 11.
Right, but do you acknowledge it's probably not going to happen?
Totally. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know what words you use, and I've said it, the D word. I'm disappointed in this offense as a whole up until, you know, this game that just got completed, you know, minutes or an hour ago in Pittsburgh. I can't give you the scientific answer as to why this has not popped off. I know it's there, it's capable, but it just, that's why Monday night just blew me away. Like, okay, I'm thinking, here you go. You took 2 or 3 in New York. Slap the Pirates in the face, especially for sweeping you, and you gave one back. But you were staring a loss in the face today here, Stoddy, and they came back and won the game. Hopefully they can bottle this up. They come home, what, the Nationals? They got their problem. But you got to be careful with the Giants. Point your finger at who sucks, because those teams are the ones you had problems with.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got to quit spying on me.
You got to quit coming across my phone left and right.
Well, a guy that says he's not on socials.
Take a play off, as you sometimes say to me.
I'm trying to do more like TikToks.
Like, you don't have to. You know what? I'll be on. So, what are you gonna come out and say today now? I mean, they won.
I won't do one
no,
today.
No, please. Please do one.
That's a nine.
I want to hear what you have to say.
You know, I want to do TikToks when I'm shopping or getting parking tickets. I want to do something more than sports. But that's what I'm trying to branch off to with my TikTok. I'm more than just ball, Stoddy. You do your politic thing on Facebook. You're pushing it. I like, you're not Clay Travis, Stoddy, because you don't like. But dude, you say some stuff to get the controversy spark, man.
You better be careful. I have beliefs about things. One of them is
kids shouldn't be filmed playing
11,
baseball.
Not 11-year-old.
Yeah, oh my God. Could you ask Grant? Could you just tell Grandy you said that and see what he thinks to that?
He's a kid, so I know what he's going to say.
He's not a kid.
Yeah, he's 30.
Stoddy, Evan, I'm not putting you all. 30 ain't 20, right? I'm just telling. Come on,
you know,
man.
What? I'm not going to ask Grandy because you're embarrassed by it.
I think you're embarrassed by that take.
Guru, I'm not close to embarrassed by that take. And what I have not even begun to explain to you and the listeners is most of the people are agreeing with me. These little 11-year-old snot noses do not belong
on
television.
Because they're not good enough. That's what you started with, quality.
And it's too much pressure to put on them.
Oh, gosh. But the spelling bee's okay.
No, I said the spelling bee's not okay.
But you never, in 8 years...
I don't want 11-year-olds on TV for just being.
So you don't think they love that? Like they're going to remember it forever? Forget the result. Go the experience, Stoddy.
Go talk to Zach Seymour, who walked off that mound yesterday for Oregon and was in tears.
Is that
and
his
guess
name?
What? I made it up.
No,
but
I was like, that's good knowledge.
I made his name up. But whether you live in San Antonio, whether you live in Laramie, Wyoming, or whether you live in Bangor, Maine, you get to see this poor kid crying. You know what? Maybe that's the word. We're talking a little bit about exploitation.
But
here, he
may be in a boardroom someday talking to others, leading groups, Evan, telling them about that time.
No, he won't.
That it didn't go my way.
He's going to slip.
But I had the experience of it. No. And look at the bounce back. Why has he got to be so glass half empty?
He's going to slip through the cracks, this kid. You watch. Keep an eye on Zach Sizemore.
Kevin, you can't make it up, man.
You sound like it, like this defeat is going to push him right to a dark place. Well, we're never going to hear from him again.
And if we got examples of the Little League World Series losers getting ruined because of the defeat, you have no data.
I decided to work at a gas station for the rest of my life because I gave up a sixth spot in the fourth inning of the Western Regional to Washington.
Oh, man.
Keep in mind that I have a sixth sense about this kind of thing, and I proved it with Hayden Birdsong.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm just...
You are the best. There's only one you, Steiny.
And we wonder why the kids think they're entitled. Ah, because you can hit 111, but we'll put you on TV.
Well, you can do that in the majors now, but anyway. Right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of kids who succeeded, Randy Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Looks like the other night wasn't who he is. Shocker.
Well, we know he's got electric stuff, so he has nothing to prove to me.
No, he blew it.
Yeah, no, he did.
He's done.
But most pitchers in the bigs have electric stuff. It's a matter of, you know, can they learn how to pitch, especially in the ninth inning.
Let me talk to baseball. Evan. You didn't come in the next day after Rodriguez blew it thinking different of his stuff. He's still electric. He slipped up. It was a new role, but we still know dude is a dog with the ball in his hands.
No, but people were questioning whether or not he could be the closer of the future because he blew his third save opportunity in the majors.
Now, let me ask you this, E. Well, do you have your answer to that question because he closed out today? It's fluid, right?
Yeah, but yeah, because fluid, of how good his stuff is, I think he can do it.
Me too, Evan.
Maybe.
But you ripped me the other day.
Well, that's because you expect him to be Dennis Eckersley when he's 23 years old.
Eck was bad with the Cubs, though, but yeah.
I'm talking about him with the A's when he was 7-1 with 50-something saves. Jake in Berkeley, I'm going to get to you on the other side because clearly what you have to say deserves and demands time.
Can't do it.
Yes. So,
we got to get to the three questions I would do. We would do bold moves. I don't see you for 3 days. And you're happy.
Technically five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Rest in peace, Auntie.
No. She had a great life.
93. No, man. Seriously, I want to get there. I know. Or further, man.
What did you mind? Like, so she's your...
My
mom's sister?
Yeah, there were seven of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's only one left, my Uncle Billy. And she was the oldest. And she would tell you, if you were gaining weight, Steiny, you're getting fat. She was one of those.
So now I know where you get it. I know where you get it from.
Dude, I'm trying to go. I'm
there
in the gym.
There were two people. No, I'm not talking about you.
No.
I'm not going to say the people.
God, Evan.
But Guru... Stop judging people on their appearance.
I'm not.
You did.
Stop. And that's what life's about.
All right. 888-957-9570. If you don't think these little snot noses should be on TV, give me a call.
And Willard's coming for you, too. And you be ready. Get your skin up.
Well, if Willard says it, it's going to be right. What's coming up on the game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps. Oh my God.
Couple what?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was gas related by the... I just can't.
I don't even know what to say.
I think I don't know what you're doing.
What are you talking about?
You've proven to me that you know... You've been overmatched in this Little League conversation because why else would you say to Dan Dibley, Danny, please, when you come in here, you've got to get on Steiny. You've got to get on Steiny.
No, we know how to, it's telepathy. We communicate without words. And Willard's already going to be on your neck. Whoa. You're going to cower to him.
Oh.
But Dibs looked at me like he's coming for you.
If Willard says I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I'm scared of Willard. Let's go to Jake in Berkeley.
All right, Jake.
Hey, Jake. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good, guys. I've been listening to the Little League stuff all day.
Jake.
And, you know, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, Guru, I just got to say, I love you, man. This is not to take a pot shot at you.
Take it.
I really want you to think about this. Oh. If the knockout tournament had been broadcast on ABC and the whole country saw, you know, what happened, would it have taken you a longer time to get over it mentally and then take that and put it on like an 11-year-old's developmental stage? I think that's, you know, a kid could really have a hard time with that.
Jake, I like that.
Love you.
But it to Jake's point or question,
yeah.
Evan, and I mean this as you look at me, it still would have been and wouldn't
harrowing.
Have, no, it wouldn't have marred the experience to go into Chase Center and be on the same floor and shoot baskets that Steph Curry shoots on.
Guru.
Like, I'm being serious. And he's right. It might take a little longer, but.
Well, then why, when I made the wonderful call of Guru's out, he's out, did you dislike us doing that?
No, it was you because you were happy I was out.
Okay, so it You're did affect partner. You was... more. It affected you more.
No, I thought you had my back.
Do it again.
This is the official 95-7 The Game knockout round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith, Mr. Jennings. He
Remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Be quiet, Steiny. Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He's been eliminated.
I'm out.
See, that has affected you.
No.
More than it
you
normally would
You stabbing me in the back, taking joy out of one of my failures.
I'm going to ask
That's
Evan.
That's what hurts, listen, Evan. Thank listen. You for telling me.
I'm going to ask Evan. I'm going to ask Evan and Grandy this because you're not in this one. You don't do play-by-play. Can we play it one more time? And you guys tell me. You're the pros. You tell me if this is glee or this is just capturing the moment.
Be honest.
This is the official 95-7 The Game knockout round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith, Mr. Jennings.
Remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Here we go. I'm all business.
Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He has been eliminated.
I lost. I'm out.
Down to the Guru Johnson has been eliminated.
I'm out.
That's my normal voice.
That is not your normal voice.
That's, I would be the same way. That is not joy.
You can't
Evan,
even keep
please,
a straight face
down.
Right now.
That is called, you guys know, it's not easy to capture the moment.
You weren't calling a game 7 walk-off. That was the first shot of the competition.
It was the most exciting play of the game. You know how like
Grandy,
you know, Crook and Kipe
Grandy,
have to pick a player
us.
Of the game? Sometimes they pick the guy who had a hit
it
in the first inning.
It was the euphoria
inning.
Of me not yeah. winning it, and that's my normal voice. You said well, eliminated five times.
It's my announcer's voice. My
you know what I think
voice.
Would get you into these Little League regionals, Steiny?
Oh,
if
man.
You could, if we could put Guru on the mound and have him give up a home run, I think you would really like this
laughing.
Little League World Series thing.
Dude, he's turning red.
I would love if I didn't, you know, I don't want him playing on TV, but if I got a job announcing these 11-year-olds.
People know? Saying that was ecstasy to you. That like, Steiny.
Guru, I just
love. You woke up saying whoever wins, and it's okay, don't let it be my partner.
I never said
I'll
no.
I'll never hear the
that's,
end of it.
No.
And that came out. Evan,
not,
you've done play-by-play.
That's not who I am.
Eliminated. You were five different times. Eliminated.
Well, it was a great call.
I thought it was a really good call.
Because you were happy.
But you were the story of the game. It was like, okay, it would have been like the three-point shooting contest with Curry. And he goes 0-for-5 to start. Curry's been eliminated. Curry has been eliminated. There's no joy. It's just, wow, that's big news. And I tried to capture it.
Dude.
The best I can do for you, Steiny, is it sounded like the home team call for the guy who eliminated Goo. There was excitement in what he did. Maybe because of who he eliminated.
Oh, Grandy telling the truth. You didn't even know the guy that eliminated me, but you thought he was your nephew, man.
Well, he wasn't. He was. It didn't
he
matter.
He did large work for you.
It didn't matter who
me.
He was. You were the story going in. You were the biggest story going into the
Do you
the
know
knockout.
What's sad, Steiny? No, seriously, guys, Grandy, Evan, listeners.
Right.
Do you know what's sad?
Hmm.
Is that was part one.
I've lost twice.
Oh, I know.
You weren't even at the second one.
I know.
Now it hurts more here in the original, but Evan told me to go get the rebound, and that hurt. I could have stayed in it.
It's I mean, that's probably why the second one wasn't as good, is I didn't have much energy behind it. I felt bad.
So much joy from Steiny on that call. Yep. We get it.
Yeah.
That was your Jim Nance.
Dude, that it was a good call.
It was.
If we could get that guy for 4 hours, boy, we'd be, boy.
We have today.
Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, if you go to a dog rescue place, do they have corgis? That's what you want to know,
yeah,
right?
A Yorkie.
Or do you have to get a...
Huh? I want a Yorkie.
Oh, a Yorkie or a corgi?
A Yorkie. The small, pretty dog.
So not the one that Princess Diana had.
No, no.
Okay.
But that I would take that.
Okay.
But
well,
but is he going to have them at the pound?
Is Yorkie a purebred?
That I don't know.
Because
I just know it's a beautiful, expensive dog.
Yeah, I would not go to a dog rescue.
Like Whitley Sandretto, the lovely Whitley Sandretto. She has a Yorkie. You ever see her on IG? Tupac, she called. That's the name. Just beautiful. My Aunt Staffeline in Dallas has one.
Okay.
They are great dogs.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steven in Oakland. Hey, Steven. How are you?
Hey, guys. I hear you bickering again. So I just got a couple of questions because I feel like I'm on Steiny's side with this. Steiny, was this the first, like, shot out of the game?
Yes, sir. The very first one.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have is your classic David and Goliath situation where Goliath goes down immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You would never expect this. And the saving grace for Steiny is the inflection of his voice. It doesn't go up. It stays flat. It does, you know, he puts force into it, but it stays flat, meaning he doesn't really care. It's just, it's the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He had to capture the moment. I'm fully on Steiny on this.
Wow.
You got to make sure when you come into these events, you're not coming in Goliath falling flat on your face, or it's going to be called out every time.
All right. I got you.
Don't be a stranger, Steve.
In the 650, this hit me, Steiny. Somehow Guru's eliminated immediately and it's Steiny's fault. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the joy you took in me being knocked out.
It's funny. It's not the joy.
Evan would have never did it like that. He would have did it pro in Grandy, but the joy you took in watching me just revel in
the
disgrace.
Reality is I had the good fortune to announce something that doesn't happen all the time.
Well,
it's like watching.
Happens once a year.
Now, Evan is, wow. Now that hurt. Wow, yeah.
Oh, what's your bold move? Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of,
I know.
You and Evan can take over. But you asked me for, if I'm the Warriors and I can make a bold move.
Well, hold on.
This is not personal. Go ahead.
Let me set it up.
Yeah.
Just because, and maybe we'll do this tomorrow.
Mad.
Laughing Monk Brewing. I know. Goose wanted to get around to this, and it just so happened
I'll
we have it.
I'll be listening on Odyssey. Yeah.
Evan threw out there, what would be the boldest move that each of our Bay Area pro sports teams could do right now? Like what would be the boldest move that the Warriors could do, the Giants could do, or the Niners could do? I struggled with this, but go ahead.
On all three or just one? Because I had
kind
one.
All three.
No. All right. I'm going to lead Ricky Henderson. I'm going to lead off with the Warriors.
Okay.
This would solve the conundrum that you have with Kuminga. This is not personal, and this would be the best for the Warriors right now, and that would be trading Draymond Green, putting Kuminga right in that slot, and the haul that you would get from getting Draymond Green, you're instantly younger, and hopefully you would get younger again with what you would get back. And Data, if you're listening, I love everything you've done for us, but you are in the way. And nobody will ever say it. So that's my bull. Look at me and give me a letter grade on that. If that could happen, oh my gosh.
That'd be a B. That'd be a good solid B.
No A?
Well, you know what the A is. The A is if you're going to do that, try to hit the grand slam. Move Curry.
Well, oh my God.
I mean, look, okay, this
is
what
have a way of ruining
I cannot stand this. Let's talk about the boldest moves a franchise could make. Okay. For the Warriors, it'd be moving Curry. Oh, Steiny, you're ruining
it. He's valuable. I believe Dre is not as valuable as Steph.
Well, hence we could still... why it would be more bold to move Steph.
Oh, you just... People saying totally agree, Goo. But you just have a way of ruining everything.
I'm not ruining anything.
It was Draymond, keep Steph and Jimmy and what you got back from the haul. They really would have action. They may have it now.
Who?
The Warriors.
If what?
If they stay healthy and keep Kuminga.
Okay, that's what you think.
Think about the insanity
and
of
you
that.
Also, yeah, thank you, Priest. And you also think the Giants are getting hot soon. Go ahead.
This one's going to piss Evan off. He don't even know. I know it's going to get he's going to get mad. This Giant related, you shop Chapman. See what you can get from Matt Chappie and Stoddy. Maybe you get a starter. You put Schmidt at third base and you live with the, you know, with what happens. But that would be might not be the right move, but he's 32, Evan. What if you could get something for him?
You mean like a third baseman?
No, Casey would take third. Casey Schmidt would take third.
That's great. Guy who hits seven homers.
It is bold.
There we go.
I mean, to me, the bold move is something you've suggested. The bold move would be fire Melvin. That to me would be.
But do you really think that would be bold?
I do, actually, because it would be bold. An indication that Buster Posey believed in something 2 months ago and 3 or 4 months later realized that he didn't believe in something.
And this is why I love our listeners. Real quick, Stoney from the 408. And this would be bold. Bring back Bruce if he were available.
Bruce who?
Bochy.
Oh.
Would that constitute bold to you? Bold. Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, no. That isn't bold. Like, I don't think...
Well, getting rid of Melvin would be bold, so it would be in a sense because you're giving his job to Bruce Bochy.
Well, maybe we just look at it different. Like I don't think Posey was a bold move. I think it was their way of saying, let's get back to our past. If they hire Bruce Bochy, I don't know if it would be bold or it would just be like the safest thing you could possibly do because 8 years ago, he had success with guys that he'll never...
Well, he just had success 3 years ago winning the World Series.
And so you want to bring him on to here managing guys he's never managed before. Fine. I'm not saying it's not.
You got one for me?
For which team?
Warriors.
I told you what it was for the Warriors.
Oh, Kurt. But nobody wants to hear that. Don't you understand?
Well, then phrase the question differently.
Outside of Curry, what's a bold move that the Warriors could make?
That's fair. Move Butler.
I think that qualifies, okay? What would you...
No!
How attractive would he be, guys?
Not very.
Evan, Butler, he's still attractive. Come on.
He might be able to get you something.
Yeah.
But... I also got to remember what they gave up for him.
Man.
All right, what about
you can get Wiggins back.
Oh, God. Warriors go back to Wiggins. Giants go back to Bochy. Harbaugh will be coaching the Niners next.
Well, they might want that.
Dude, wow.
That's true.
Jimmy, you see what he did for Trey Lance? This is the one I had a struggle with, Stoney. 49ers? I know we're up against it. Yeah.
We're not actually, dude. We got 8 minutes left.
We got time then.
I know. Too much.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Trade Bosa. If he had one more subpar year, Stoney, I'm telling you, it's something you got to look at, man. You have paid this man like the beast that he's been up until last year. I think of the playoff run a couple years ago, no sacks. Not blaming up, putting it. I'm just saying, we're talking bold moves, but Stoney, he would fetch you something.
Here's a good one from the 925. Bold move on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Here's a bold move for the Niners. Trade for Terry McLaurin.
Now, what would that entail? Because, boy, that would be great. But aren't you in receiver hell in a sense,
I guess
Evan?
That's why you would do it.
What if they take Brandon Ayuk and you'd probably have to send picks?
Dude.
But, like, a second, a third, and Brandon Ayuk.
I would do that, and the reason I would do it, guys, I'm being real, is you get out of that umbrella of what Ayuk is going to be after injury.
But the whole reason that Terry McLaurin is holding out is because he wants a contract.
Well, who's so better to you two? And you guys are going to laugh at me.
Well, it's easy. Who's better?
Scary Terry?
Yes.
I think they're pretty comparable.
McLaren's the only guy who's had four straight 1,000-yard receiving yards.
Yeah, and Ike's the only one who's been a second-team All-Pro.
But I think we know.
I got my popcorn.
Okay. Yeah, Ayuk's better than McLaurin. All right.
No,
wait, Sonny, I thought you were the guy that said 1,000-yard seasons don't matter
Evan,
anymore.
You stole it from me. Damn it.
Evan.
I was coming with it.
Evan,
you are incredible, Steiny. You cooked the
books. I think McLaurin's better than Ayuk.
Shut up.
For no other reason than he's done it.
And I don't think you're by yourself.
All right.
But if the Niners could get off Ayuk after the injury, I think they would do it, Evan. That's all I'm saying, Steiny.
Boldest move for our Bay Area teams. The Valkyries hiring Brandon Pajemski to coach.
Now that is bold.
Yeah, that
they got to win tonight.
That would who?
Valkyries. Bosco will be in the house.
Who?
Nahegan. Said he was going.
The game is at home. Okay.
Yeah, you want to remind people who they play, Steiny?
They play the Las Vegas Aces,
who beat the Fever last night.
Fever didn't have Clark.
But they still got one of my favorite players.
Who? Who?
On the Fever.
Who? What's her name? Can you name any other player than Kaylin Clark?
No, Aaliyah Boston, Sonny.
But that's when... thanks, Evan.
No,
you're such a friend.
No, I'm excited about the conversation we had, man.
Lock in this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Guru live from the Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale. That's tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Both shows are going to get you ready for week one of the preseason, joint practices, and it's a preview of our live location for every Red and Gold pregame show for 49ers home games this upcoming season. So come by Thursday, that's tomorrow, August 7th, at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale to hang out with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Guru. You know what? This is the one that I had, believe it or not, on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. All three of my bold moves for the three teams.
All right.
Curry was the bold one for me. But
oh, that was real.
It was the only bold moves I could really come up with were firing all three guys. Like, bold move would be, go ahead, fire Kerr. Bold move, fire Melvin.
Point, it wouldn't be Kerr,
Bold move, fire Shanahan.
Well, I'm reading here. He's got one that, Steiny, if he doesn't fix it, would you think about Devers if he could get off of him?
No, not
but
yet.
But that would constitute bold. You get your bopper, he didn't really bop for you.
You can't trade him now.
I know.
What was that you said about his home run trot, Steiny?
This is where I just, you're going in a little too hard on him.
My point is this. If you watch Devers, if you watch his home run trot and compare it to if he's trying to go first to third on a single, it's the same speed.
Buddy, stop, man.
It's the same speed.
It's not. You know it, man.
It just is. So, you know, if, for example, if Devers hits a home run and they pan to him in between first and second base, and then the next time up, they pan to Devers trying to go from first to third on a single, you won't be able to tell which is the home run trot and which is the him trying to get to third.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm being real on Devers. We made a bet with Jake Moody. I'm loving that one. Devers has four homers with the
Giants.
That
many, huh?
What if I were to bet you he's going to end up with 10 or more? Would you take that
with
bet?
With the Giants?
Yes. And there's about what? I can tell you now. Would you take?
No, I'm not taking that because.
No, I think I will. Come on, man. He's going to run into six more, Steiny.
Well, there's how many games left? 45, 50?
They're 58 and 57. Right.
So in other words, essentially, if he hits six homers from this point on, that's like a 19 homer a year clip.
You think he can get to 15?
No. No. No,
yeah, I think 15's too steep.
Although
you think he can, I mean, they hope.
I'll take that bet.
15.
Well, he's already got 11 four, right?
More.
Yeah, 11 more.
He needs 11 more.
You know what?
A lot of pressureless baseball coming up.
But
boys.
See, I don't want to be you because people will come in here when we talk Giants, thinking I don't want him to hit one, and I want him to hit as many as he can. But that's what's giving you any indication, Evan? And they're coming back home against the Nationals and Padres, so. this park has not exactly been Wrigley Field for him.
He's got one at home.
Does he have that many?
Yeah, just the one to left hit against Boston.
Yeah, you're right.
I have to imagine he's going to start hitting some home runs.
15.
You know what? I was surprised. Look at Devers' RBI total for the year. Like, he may get 100 RBIs. Wait,
sorry, I think he might have five because he's got two at home. He had the two against the Braves, and then he went deep in this series, right?
Oh, yeah. He went upper deck.
Yeah I'll take him getting 10 more home runs.
All right. You guys can bet that. I can sit out.
All right, Evan,
I
want
to beat
Yeah, no. He wants to beat. And I don't want to win the bet, and I'm not happy. You do it to where, you know, when it comes, you lose that way.
All right, you and I, let's do it.
All right. Just for the hell of it.
10 more homers from this moment on.
He's going to hit 10 more.
If he hits 10, Evan wins the bet.
Yeah. If he gets 15, he wins.
Dude, how many RBIs does Devers have all year?
We don't have to talk about that.
No, I'm saying I think he's going to still knock in 100 runs.
Oh, 78.
78? Oh,
look, take that to the bank.
78 now RBIs.
Take that to the bank.
What the hell?
He's actually got 20 with the Giants.
That's unbelievable. I mean, goo. Now, I know you don't want to criticize Posey. Damaged goods.
I mean, what would... No, stop.
He got a lemon. He bought a lemon.
Have you seen the plays he's made at first base? We hadn't talked about it much.
Yeah, and big play... What was it, Monday night when he threw the guy out at the plate on the last play of the game
to save the win.
Oh, no, he's a regular Matt Olson over there. All right, we got crossover next. And you know what? I'm not going to get mad.
But the fact that you got to psych yourself out is what bothers me.
You're damn right.
Just a man.
Because you three are going to try to pick at me. And all I'm going to say is there's no malice.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Baseball has spoken. Get the kids off the field.
That was so
a reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? The segment was also brought to you by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K. I'm scared of Willard.
95.7 The Game congratulates Cars for Kids on 30 years of changing lives. Over a million cars donated. More than 100,000 kids helped. Be part of the legacy. Donate your car today at carsforkids.org and join over a million satisfied donors.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Lawton Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is a 5-star facility located in the Sunset District of San Francisco and in close proximity to our preferred partner, UCSF Medical Center. At Lawton, you're in good hands with world-class nurses led by a well-known and UCSF-affiliated medical director in Dr. Darby Clayson. Contact Administrator Dan Daly at 415-566-1200. That's 415-566-1200 for any additional information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Cache Creek Casino Resort has never been ordinary. For 40 years, we've redefined how a luxury casino resort experience should feel. We've hosted some of the biggest names in entertainment, partnered with luxury brands and championship sports teams. This summer, play at Cache Creek Casino Resort for your chance to win a breathtaking 2025 Porsche. Luxury isn't just something you see, it's something you feel. Win the drive of a lifetime. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This is Chris Dolan.
And I'm Vanessa Denniston, senior attorney from the Dolan Law Firm.